Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
It's Leanne Hanifin with you on this Thursday morning. Hope you're well. Hope you're in wonderful form. And it's great to have you with me. Now look, the big day is nearly upon us. Halloween is tomorrow and there are going to be plenty of very excited children getting ready to head out trick-or-treating. I will admit that this is one of those times of the year where I miss being a kid so much because we used to take trick-or-treating so seriously. It was a big deal in our house between myself and my brother. Obviously, you get the costumes on, but you map out the route that you're going as well. And then once you're all done, you go home, you're pouring out the bag of goodies, comparing what you got with your sibling or maybe your friends if you went out with them. You're swapping sweets and talking about it for weeks to come. You're also eating for weeks to come as well because you get so much. Now, we were very tactical, right? Because where I lived at home in Kerry, we lived in the town. Real residential, built-up area, loads of houses around. So obviously when we're going trick-or-treating year on year, we're sussing out the good houses and the not-so-good houses. So we know what houses were giving out the best treats. We're talking the premium chocolate, the real brand sweets, and we also knew the ones that gave out monkey nuts. Because let's face it, nobody wants them. I'm sorry, we really don't. Now, when we talk about the houses that give out the good stuff, and obviously we are going back many years since I was trick-or-treating, I remember there was a few houses around the nice, posh estates, because obviously you're going to those ones because you're getting goodies. They used to give out money, like coins. Ah, sign of the times, isn't it? I know that fruit was a big thing as well to give out. But I'm wondering this morning, and I'd love to hear from you on WhatsApp voice note 087 798 98 98. What is the best thing that you have ever got trick-or-treating? And preferably, that was not chocolate or sweets. Was it money? Was it coins? Was it fruit? We have some lovely 98FM merchandise to give away for your voice note. So get it in right now on 087 798 9898. Leanne Hanifin with you on this Thursday morning. And parents, I can imagine there's going to be a lot of excitement in your house this evening ahead of the big day tomorrow and a big evening tomorrow of trick-or-treating. It is the time of the year, I think, that I wish I was a kid again the most. So many good memories. You get home after trick-or-treating, you unload the bag, compare it with the siblings. If you're swapping sweets, I'll give you that if you give me this. And of course, you had every house in your estate or on your road sussed. You knew the good ones. And you knew the ones to avoid if you didn't want monkey nuts. You can get in touch on 087 798 98 98 with your voice notes and some memories of the best things that you would have got trick-or-treating. Here's Jim.
Good morning. My favourite thing to get in the at Halloween was the toffee apples. They used to be lovely.
Oh, I loved them. Actually, fun fact, right, about toffee apples. Entertainment Emer, who you will hear from after 11 o'clock, made them for all of us here at 98FM last week. So they're still knocking around. Linda says, we had a house on our street that used to give out what are now known as retro sweets, the likes of fruit salads, white mice, UFOs. Oh, Linda, that's a good house. Julie says, I remember getting Play-Doh one year. Best Halloween ever. I mean, the sweets are going to run out, but Play-Doh is forever. That's something good to get. Julie, thank you so much for that. And here's Lorraine.
Hi, Leanne. Lorraine here from Dunleary. I remember when we used to go trick-or-treat and God back in the 80s. There was one house in particular and they used to give out cans of Coke. And we were never allowed fizzy drinks in our house and we always used to make a beeline for this house first. She used to give a packet of potato and a can of Coke. Oh. Delighted with ourselves we were.
Oh, it's the things that you could never have as a kid. And sure, nobody could say anything to you. That's what you were gifted for Halloween. And you enjoyed every single sip of the forbidden Coca-Cola. Keep them coming in right now on 087 798 9898.
Leanne Hanifin on 98 FM. The 98 FM Lowdown.
And we're getting up to date with all things showbiz, all things celebs, because they're always at something, with Entertainment Demer. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are starting off with, again, the news that is just going to continue in terms of speculation for weeks and months and all the time. Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, so Claudia and Tess left.
Yes, bye-bye, girls.
I know.
But they're still around for this season.
They're still around
for the
end.
But they will be leaving, yeah.
But Zoe Ball has always done the kind of spin-offs and the Christmas ones.
Yes.
And she's been in speculation whether she's going to be doing it or not. And on her podcast with Joe Wiley, Joe Wiley was her biggest advocate, but also wanted to see her with this star.
Alan Carr doing that show, yeah, because I think he'd be perfect with you as the main presenter. I mean, just saying.
Do you know what? Everyone's going to want that job.
Yes.
There will be queues going round the block.
I'm just going to say this. You would do it best. But obviously, like you say,
I think my ship may have passed.
I think Zoe Ball and Alan Carr would be kind of chaotic.
I think it'd be too chaotic because I think there's a certain bit of class on Strictly.
Strictly's glitz and glamour.
And Alan Carr just doesn't say that for me.
No offense to him, he's great at what he does, but in terms of suiting a specific show, I don't think this is the show for him.
No, I feel like he'd be more of a spectator than a presenter.
Yeah, put him on the show.
She could be getting it because she left her radio job, which was paying her 950,000 euro a year.
Go on, Zoe Ball.
So a nice little Saturday job could do her well, because the only reason she left that job was to spend time with her family. So.
Oh, there you go. If she only has to work one day a week, she's fine. Yeah. I can maybe see this for her. I know there's going to be loads of other names, though, that come out in the next couple of weeks.
I know, but I'd love to see her. Like, she's...
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like Zoe Ball. I can see her doing this. Moving on now as well, we have... What's our next story?
Lily Allen.
Lily Allen.
She is just... you know what? The album came out. I was happy about it. I was like, you go, girl. And then I remembered all of her background and stuff like that. And then this is after coming out about a hookup.
Oh.
I've only done this a couple of times. It's been quite meticulously planned. There was a particular celebrity that I was really after romantically. And I looked at his touring schedule and he was going to be in Japan. So I made sure that I was at this festival and that I would be, you know, one of the very few English-speaking people at the same festival as him.
So she flew to Japan for this celebrity.
She didn't do one, she did it twice with two different celebrities. Yes.
And do we know if they had an encounter at all?
They did have a hookup.
Oh,
yeah.
Did they?
She's specifically going out of her way to do this. Like, come on, woman. You could, like, she is so famous, she is so big, and she's planning out her next
rendezvous.
Rendezvous is right.
I can't, like, listen, okay, we've all been there in the sense that, like, we've had a crush on somebody.
What, traveling to Cork?
traveling to Japan, Emer.
Yeah,
it does pose the question of what is the wildest thing that you've ever done to get somebody's attention.
It's just her whole nonchalantness about it, being like, everybody's done this. Why
so
not?
So normal. Yeah, just fly to Japan for a hookup.
Sorry, girl.
Lily, so
you're in the
wild.
Bin.
And finally, then, Jennifer Lawrence. She's always someone who has kind of baffled me. Like, she's always just been a bit wild.
She has, and she's kind of come out about it because in her early days, she was very young doing Hunger Games.
How old was she?
I think she was only like 19, kind of early 20s.
Yeah.
But not very
young. And that's
young,
where she started as well. Like, that's what shot her to fame. And fame at that age and the level of fame, so much.
It was a whirlwind for her, but she never was really media trained, and she's kind of looking back on that now of how annoying she was. Everybody used to say how annoying she was. If you look back at previous interviews, she's like, what? Oh my god,
very chaotic.
Right, yeah. And she said that that is her true self, but it was just a coping mechanism that she was doing.
Oh.
But she cannot look at herself anymore in those interviews. She says that she's the most annoying person. She gets why she's getting all the hate all the time, but she understands.
I mean, if it was her true self, you can't really blame her for being authentic. You know, if that's how she was, that's how she was, you know?
Yeah.
But I do get it. And again, this is something that I think we can all relate to in terms of looking back at like photos or videos or listening to yourself back, whatever it may be from years ago. And you're like, who was that person?
Oh, Leanne, there's a picture up of me online with a pixie cut if you look at my hair. And I cringe at myself. I'm not even showing you.
I want to see this photo, okay. And today, Maneva, thank you for bringing us all the gossip this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.